From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. At least 35 people have died in an 8.2 magnitude earthquake that struck the southern part of Mexico Thursday evening. Lucy Fielder has the details.
The highest number of deaths were recorded in Oaxaca and Chiapas in the south. In the town of Juchitan, some buildings were reduced to rubble. Its 8.1 magnitude was stronger than a devastating 1985 quake that flattened swathes of Mexico City and killed thousands. But this time, damage to the capital was limited. Power went out for about a million of its residents.
President Enrique Peña Nieto has also said that more aftershocks are likely. The U.S. National Hurricane Center's Mike Brennan has the latest on Hurricane Irma.
Irma is going to move west-northwestward for the rest of today and tonight, and then begin to turn northward on Friday. And that's going to bring the track of the center close to and over the Florida Keys and then inland over Florida as we go through Saturday night and Sunday morning, bringing the core of the dangerous hurricane inland over Florida and then continuing moving northward through the Florida Peninsula Sunday night and into Monday, and then a weakening system moving into Georgia as a tropical storm and then weakening to a tropical depression.
Irma remains a Category 4 storm and has killed at least 20 people. Pope Francis is urging Colombians to reject vengeance as they move to end 50 years of civil war. As Francis celebrated Mass before a large crowd in a sprawling Bogota park, he urged leaders in Colombia to enact laws to end the injustice and social inequality that breeds violence. Colombians are deeply polarized as they prepare to receive thousands of former fighters of the FARC guerrilla group into society and aim to repair divisions that has been a war. This is Steve Miller for VOA News.